Encouraging news on the economy today, with 70,000 jobs created in March, sending the unemployment rate down to 5.6%. That's just slightly above pre-pandemic figures. The Treasurer couldn't wipe the smile off his face at this news conference. But there is a glaring problem festering within the workforce. It is a skills crisis. Business reporter David Taylor has the story.
The Treasurer seemingly relished the spotlight this afternoon.
Employment is up, and there are more Australians in work today than ever before.
Josh Frydenberg says in the first 2 weeks of March, more than 2,000 new jobs were created across the country each day.
Australia's jobs market, Australia's labour market, is recovering 4.5 times faster than the experience of the labour market during the 1990s recession.
Today, a Bureau of Statistics employment report shows workers are getting more hours and the underemployment rate has fallen just below 8% for the first time since 2014. And word is getting out that it's not a bad time to begin the job search, with the participation rate climbing. But that's where many job seekers are coming unstuck. Online job advertising firm Seek says while it's never posted so many job ads, it's also never seen so few candidates apply for those jobs. Independent economist Angela Jackson says COVID and closed international borders have exposed how heavily employers have relied on skilled migrants filling these positions.
So what we're seeing, I think, is businesses are growing. They want more people on board, but perhaps there aren't the people out there with the skills that they need. This is going to cause increasing problems, I think.
Sean Gallagher is a director at the Centre for the New Workforce at Melbourne's Swinburne University. He agrees with Angela Jackson, but goes further, arguing most Australian workplaces are neglecting their existing staff too. He asked 1,000 workers how heavily their employer invested in building up their skills and whether or not they received ongoing training. He says he found less than half the workforce had formal training in the past 12 months.
Many of the people that run organisations are older generation workers. Our research has shown that older generation workers still see work in a very mechanistic way. You have a skill, you can do a task, and it leads to a unit of output.
We put that to Innes Willocks, who leads the Australian Industry Group, which represents employers across manufacturing, defence, transport, construction, aged care, among others.
Look, I would say that's an overstatement and an overreaction, probably attempting to get a bit of attention with that. There is significant investment that businesses make into their own workforces.
But economist Angela Jackson wants urgent policy action to address an underskilled and under-resourced labour force, especially as we wait for international borders to reopen.
We really need the government, I think, to provide some sort of roadmap for businesses and employers on when this return to skilled migration is going to come, how they are going to facilitate the return of skilled migration, so that employers can plan ahead.
Today, newly appointed Employment Minister Stuart Robert was in Tasmania promoting the Davenport Jobs Fair, sold as an event connecting job seekers with available work.
We're holding it today because there are over 30 employers right now with 700 jobs. You can walk in right now to the job board, pull that job off, over 700 of them from all areas of the economy, from no-skilled, semi to high-skilled.
Andy says he's looking forward to seeing the fruits of the Coalition's Job Trainer program, which has already seen workers take up 90,000 of a total of 300,000 training places subsidised by state and federal governments.
Business reporter David Taylor.